Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Father, I ask you to just humble our hearts today, Father, and convict us from the things that are not of you and the things that we need to humble ourselves in, and just slow down the things that we have too much pride in our lives as we're dealing with these things and getting on with our lives and doing things in our lives. I pray for the brothers and sisters here that are suffering, you know, and I pray we would humble ourselves and realize that, you know, there are consequences to living against your holy word, Father. And not everything every time, but a good part of the things we suffer from happen for our disobedience to you, Father Yahweh. And I pray we could humble ourselves to realize this and understand it's not necessarily an evil thing, but there's a spiritual wickedness that goes along with the physical disobedience and the spiritual battle that's taking place that continually going on in our lives always. And I pray that people would step up and realize that we're responsible so we can overcome these things. And much of it is through lack of faith. Lack of faith. And we only have so much controls over people's lives and what people are doing in their lives. But I just pray that those brothers and sisters that are here would feel the peace knowing these different things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I lift up everyone that's watching right now. And I ask you, Father, for those of us that are praying for healing, for those of us that are praying for discernment, for those of us that are praying for any topic or any situation, that we have faith, but we also have obedience to go with that faith and not start doubting you, Father Yahweh. I pray no one doubts you. I pray we all could be excited to know you, Father Yahweh, and to know your word is true. And for those tough situations that we're going through, where we don't know the answers of why a little innocent child would get in a car accident. You know, we understand, Father, that somebody with diabetes that's diet-related or obese or might have a disease or something, it might be for their lifestyle or something, but how could you explain that a little innocent child can get into a car accident or sick or something like this, Father? And it goes beyond our comprehension. But as parents, you know, and as uncles and aunts, and grandparents, we need to understand and trust, Father Yahweh, that you are in complete control of these things. That you're in control of these things, not us. And we don't understand the reasons why, but we know you have a reason. And you can allow anything to happen. And we need to believe and trust that Yahweh is in control and the outcome is His will often for us. And how upsetting that could seem to be when an innocent child is in an accident or something going on in our lives, but we have to understand the spiritual warfare out there. We have to understand the people in scripture, all the prophets that went through so much stuff. You would think the people closest to Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, the people closest to him would have been most protected, right? And every single one of them except John was martyred. Every single one of them. And John himself, just because he didn't die, he was still exiled to some island and tortured and beaten. Now, if the people that were closest to Yeshua would suffer like that, what makes us think that we're not going to suffer? This is why I did a video series called Suffer Well. You know, because that's what it comes down to. The question isn't, are we going to suffer or not suffer? The question is, we need to suffer well. And what that means is to suffer with faith. Knowing that when those trials come, when those hard times come, Yahweh is our refuge. This is what every book of Psalms is about. David's life of suffering. David, the one who had Yahweh's heart, right? Yahweh set a man after my own heart and picked him to be king. Suffered probably more than anyone else in the scriptures. If we see what he went through and then what he dealt with, the faith to pull us through these times. So, you know, I know it's not easy. We think, why? We're doing things right. We're following Torah. We're being obedient to the word. You know, we're not sinning like we once were. We're moving in the right direction. But then something happens and we start questioning our creator. Well, why? Why did this happen? You know, and it's, you know, what am I doing, Yah? Why you allow this to happen? What's the message you're trying to give me? Think of Job in scripture. And think of everything that Job was going through in the scriptures. And how he had to deal with the situations in his life and things that were going on at that point in his life. You think about all the people in scriptures that stuff happened, but then you think about the Roman soldier that came to Yeshua and asked, please heal my child. And Yeshua said, the faith I have not seen amongst all the people of Israel. We start to see where our downfall is and our issue is and so on. Yahweh wants us to come to him and pray to him and talk to him and speak to him about these things. You know, so somehow, some way, on Yah's timing, you know, may we be peace, have peace and comfort for these things in our lives that are not going well. That we can overcome these things and persevere and have joy. And I pray you would all find joy this day. This day you will find joy. Hallelujah. This day you will find comfort. This day you will find peace. Amongst all the things we're going through, we would find this joy. It says in Romans 15:13, may the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Ruach Kodesh. So when we pray these prayers and we come here in prayer and we take a request to our wonderful creator, we don't just say it and walk away. We don't just say it and it is done. We want to do it hoping, believing, and trusting so we could feel the peace and the joy. The peace and the joy knowing the answer. Knowing that Yahweh has his outcome and his control, and that we would take joy knowing that it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. You know, remember when it says the fruits of the Spirit, part of that besides the joy and the peace is long-suffering. So we could suffer well. And this is why we do the devotional series here about suffering well. You know, so just think about the glory of Yah, what we have in Yeshua, everybody. Think about that. And praise Yah. So for those of you that are struggling out there this day, you know, be strong in him and go out and set the right answer that he wants you to have. Yeah. Praise Yah. And we do that often with singing. And he says, sing with joy. And that's how you You know, a lot of people have trouble singing. They get embarrassed. You know, this isn't American Idol or America's Got Talent. This is Yah's prayer room, Yahweh's prayer room. You're not doing this to get approval of people. It's for Yahweh. And all the joy that comes from singing to him. Yes. And we just think about his awe and his awesome, all the awesome things that he creates. And the people that wrote all these songs in scripture, David and the sons of Korah, and Solomon, and just all of the wisdom that was there. And then we think about the temptation and what Yeshua went through. And then we think, well, if he went through it, what makes we think we're not? He even tells us we're going to go through these things. So I know and appreciate all you coming here today to pray with me, and those of you that suffer on a regular basis. You know, remember, you know, that's where growth happens, within suffering. So for all of you, praise Yah, praise Yah. You know, pray for those that don't understand, they don't get it. Pray for those that have pride, for the destruction that's coming, because pride comes before a fall, that we will continue to have humility in our lives. And just humble ourselves. You know, people are praying for healing from accidents and healing from illnesses and everything else. But where are the prayers for to break our pride? Where are the prayers to that people's pride would be broken and they would be humbled? Humbled. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, knock and a door will be open. In this prayer time, that's what it's for, to do that and to do things like that. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage everybody who's listening here today to may the joy of Yahweh be upon you this day. You know, Proverbs is another word for wisdom, and Proverbs 10:28 says, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. And 1 Thessalonians 5:6 and 18 says, also be joyful. Always, always be joyful. Always keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is Yah's will for you, who belong to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. So I want to encourage you all to write scriptures down. If you're driving, obviously, I don't want you to stop driving, but listen to this later and write this scripture down. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it slowly and think about what's being said here. And think about the encouragement to Yah's people and Brother Shaul, who's going out there proclaiming the word and giving these instructions to others. Those of you that are going through it right now, those of you that are being refined by the fire of Yahweh right now, always be joyful. Always keep praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is Yahweh's will for you, who belongs to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Just think about all the stuff that the Apostle Paul went through. Think about all the challenges he went through on his path to go to Rome to preach the gospel to the wicked people out there. Always be praying and always be joyful. Always. Doesn't say sometimes. When we talk about the spiritual sin that's taking place and the wickedness that's taking place, always be joyful and always keep on praying. How many of you out there get to points in your lives where your joy is not there and you stop praying? And we see the connection between the two, prayer and joy, how they go together. When you stop praying, your joy goes away. When you're praying, you come out of that session joyful. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Always be joyful and keep on praying. As I say, I found the answer. I learned to pray. But this is important information, folks, so I pray you use the example of those in Scripture that have found this and lived this, and Paul didn't make this up. This is what Yahweh wants us to do. This is the model that Yeshua set for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must understand, we must be obedient to our wonderful Creator to experience the great blessings that Yahweh has in store for us. Yes. And then it says in Psalm 16:11, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. Those of you that are physically going through stuff right now, just close your eyes and just think about that. In his presence. Just think about that. And he knows what's going on. Fullness of joy. So that's why we come here in prayer. As I said, not everything, some, most things, but not everything is a reaction to what we're doing or how we've done something. Some things might have no connection to what we've done, but Yah wants to give us a message and help us and heal us and talk to us and redeem us and secure us. So these things that are happening, we have to begin by asking, you know, everything possible. Father Yahweh, I pray for everyone that their joy would be restored and continue with them and always be in a joyful mood. Not sometimes, not some way, but always be in a joyful mood. Father Yahweh, I speak right now against oppression. I speak right now against fear of man. I speak right now against every single thing that's not of you, Father Yahweh. And that is functioning and living without joy in our lives, Father, that people would come and pray to you continually. We all continually pray to you. Never stop ceasing prayer. We'd always be in a state of thoughtfulness of you, Father, and praying with at the tip of our tongues, prayers to you and praise to you, Father Yahweh, and joy always for every single one that comes here every single day to pray along with us here at Torah Life Ministries, Father Yahweh, that we'd be blessed and lifted up. Father Yahweh, all of your people that are going through struggles right now, I thank you for using them mightily, Father Yahweh. And I just thank you for the healing that you put upon these people. And I thank you so much, Father Yahweh, for this ministry and that people could have a place to come and feel that joy. Not from their stimulation, from their cup of coffee in the morning. Not from the wickedness of looking at impure things. No, Father Yahweh, they would get that joy from you, Father Yahweh. From you, Father Yahweh, your ways, your desires, that's what would give them joy. They would get joy at being obedient to your holy word, Father Yahweh. And I pray for conviction of those that are living against it, Father Yahweh, for those that have put your words wayside and those that don't want to do your words, Father Yahweh, instead of finding loopholes and excuses not to do it, I pray, Father Yahweh, that they would have conviction in that. Yes, Father Yahweh. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Psalms 90:14. Hallelujah. Satisfy us, Yahweh. Everyone that's watching and listening, Father Yahweh, satisfy them this day as they get through the joy. Even in their trials and even in things that are going on in their lives, the tough things, they will rejoice in you, Yahweh. They'll be able to sing and come to you and just knock and receive and rejoice in hope. And be patient in tribulation and continue in steadfast prayer. We lift that and pray for that, Father Yahweh, and I pray for all the people that come here every single day that do that. That they would hear from you as we're doing these prayers, Father Yahweh. This is why I get out of bed, Father Yellen, because I'm coming to talk to you before anything and everything. Hallelujah. May we all delight ourselves in Yahweh. Hallelujah. May our heart line up with his desires for us. Yes. Studying the word. Just feeling that peace that comes with it. And in those tough times, in those trials, we understand the scripture says, be peaceful and stay still and know that I'm Yah. Be peaceful, stay still, and know that I am Yahweh. Yes. Find that joy, everybody. Yes. And have a desire to soak it up. To soak it up, to eat the scroll, to live according to the word. Jeremiah 15:16 says, when I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Yahweh, Elohim of heaven's armies. May we all have that desire, that faith, and that joy that comes along with it. Yes. And the joy that he gives us every day. And Yahweh takes pleasure in that. Yes, he will beautify the humble with salvation, as it said in Psalms 149:4. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Salvation. What is salvation? Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. Yahweh takes pleasure in his people, in his people. Everyone right now say his people. And he will beautify the humble with Yahshua, the blood of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Yes. So we may have all the joy and just worship and sing and shout joyfully to Yahweh and sing his holy word. It's upon us. We have his word to read every day. Don't let that leave. Don't let that leave. Have that joy. Have that joy. You know, those of you that are suffering and dealing with stuff, is the joy in your life? Is the joy in your life today? Everything is going to work itself out. It will. Tomorrow's a new day. Yes. Crying at night leads to joy in the morning. Hallelujah. It says in Psalm 71, my lips will sing with joy when I make music to praise you. My soul, which you have restored, also will sing joyfully. I was never one to sing. Never, ever, and ever. And I thought I had joy, and I did. Sometimes. Something going on in my life, all I could do now was sing. And not just, the key is not to just find joy when things are going great in your life, when things are perfect in your life. You gotta find joy when things are terrible in your life and bad in your life. That's what you gotta do. That's what you got to do. Sing when things are going bad. You know, so that's what we need. I found the answer and I learned to pray. That's what we need to do. So all throughout the scriptures, Yeshua gives us examples of this. And he tells us these things. To have joy and peace, and may shalom be upon us, and the key to a long life. So those of you that are going through it, suffer well. Suffer well. So may you enjoy the great joy and encouragement that we have in Yeshua. Just don't think it's you going through certain things. We all are. We all are. We need to pray and rebuke that the enemy and things that are not of Yahweh in our lives. May you all be encouraged today. May you all be encouraged today. Sing and praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And any of you that are watching, you know how to contact me if you need, if you want to pray. Contact, get in touch with other people here in this room. Whether it's morning time or you could turn this on any time of day and just pray together. Yah, just heal us, heal us, heal us. Praise Yah for this day that Yahweh has made and for everything we need to do in Yahweh this day. Yes. Praise Yah. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. And may Yahweh hear and answer all your prayers as we lean on the everlasting arms of Yahweh this day. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to sing a song. And if anyone wants to come on and sing, give me a thumbs up if you want to come on and sing as well. We'll hear from you. And if you've never sung before, now's a great time. Come on Zoom and sing. If you've never sung before, come on Zoom and sing. Or even if you've sang before, come on and sing. Let's have a song to encourage one another this day. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. You served our country. Now let me, the home lady, serve you. Operation Veteran Home Ownership helps veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.